Morning. Good afternoon. My name is Carl Cox. I'm a private attorney appointed by the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners as land use hearings officer with authority to conduct this hearing and make a determination in this matter. I have a statement that I'm going to make, and I'm also going to identify the hearing. Today is January 6, 2022. It's approximately 1 p.m. This is the matter of the application Z0444-21-C. It is a conditional use application for events hosting. This is a quasi-judicial land use hearing, which means two important things for those participating in this hearing. First, all of the criteria that can be used in reaching a decision have been identified in this staff report. Testimony, arguments, and evidence must be directed towards the criteria identified in the staff report or other relevant criteria found in the comprehensive plan or other land use regulation that the person believes applies to the decision. Accordingly, please direct your testimony to a relevant approval criterion. Second, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude appeal to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Once final, this decision may be appealed to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. I will also state a couple of other things. I've received no ex parte contact in this matter, meaning no one contacted me outside of these proceedings to try to persuade me concerning a fact or an issue which will be present in this matter. I have received and reviewed only the documents that were posted online, and as I understand it, there are additional documents that I have not received and or had an opportunity to look at yet. I have considered issues of bias or conflict of interest and have determined that I do not have any bias in this matter and I have no conflict of interest in this matter. The county, as stated, is making a record. That record is available through the county. This time I'll ask the county to provide an explanation concerning participation via the Zoom platform. Please
Okay,
proceed.
thank you. Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this. This is a printed document. I'm going to blow through it as quick as I can. It's just our way of explaining this process. So here I go. Clackamas County is abiding by social distancing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic. So this public hearing will be conducted virtually using a Zoom platform. Panelists for today's hearings, which include the hearings officer, county staff, and the applicant, have both audio and video capability. Audience members who have joined the meeting will have their mics muted unless they wish to testify, in which case they will be called upon to do so by the county staff moderator. That's Darcy. Audience members' video will not be turned on at any time. Today's hearing is being recorded as required by law. County will make every effort to post the recording on the county website later today. There is a designated time during the hearing when it will be open for testimony. The hearings officer will make it clear when this is. If you'd like to propose testimony, please utilize the raise hand feature in your Zoom screen box there. When the moderator switches you over to provide testimony, your screen will look different for a bit. Primarily, you will see all participants' cameras, not just the one who is speaking. Staff will call upon you when it's time for you to provide testimony. Be sure to provide your name and mailing address when you begin so we can make sure to get you a copy of the decision. Once you have provided your testimony, your mic will be muted and your screen will be returned to normal. If the record is left open at the end of this hearing and you wish to submit additional written testimony, you can either email it to me or snail mail it to the planning department. I'm going to put up a slide at the end of the hearing that has that exact location information. People who testify and provide their mailing address will receive a copy of the hearings officer's written decision. If you do not wish to testify but would like to receive the decision, please provide either email or standard mailing address so we can get it to you. And that's it for that. And then I mentioned we have two new exhibits have come in. We got comments from the community planning organization, the secretary of the community planning organization. I received email 5:20 p.m. yesterday, and this was subsequent to discussion with Ms. Albrecht about potentially postponing this. And if nobody cares, I'm just going to read that.
Please do.
Okay, so this will forever be known as Exhibit 52 to this file. And what it says is this. Regarding Tracy and Andy Park's home occupation to host events Z0444-21-C. Dear Hearings Officer, the above referenced matter is set for hearing before you on January 6, 2022 at 1 p.m. Davis Wright Tremaine LLP was recently retained by applicant Tracy and Andy Parks to help on the pending application home occupation to host events at 27411 Southwest Campbell Lane. On January 3rd, 2022, I wrote to planning staff and requested a set over of the January 6th hearing to allow Davis Wright Tremaine time to come up to speed and help the applicant address items raised in the staff report. Hang on 1 second. Items raised in staff report and public comments ahead of the hearing. Staff directed Davis Wright Tremaine to pose its request to you at the January 6th hearing. Just as a note to that, that was Monday. We just did not have time to properly send notice of rescheduling, so it had to be done in person. Back to the letter. This letter provides notice that Davis Wright Tremaine plans to respectfully request a set over in this matter at the January 6th hearing. We understand that the January hearing is a continuance of an earlier November hearing, so we appreciate the accommodation and will grant an extension of the 150-day clock as needed. We would propose a one-month continuance with applicants submitting additional written materials at least 2 weeks ahead of the hearing. Thank you for your consideration. Very truly yours, Elaine Albrecht with Davis Wright Tremaine LLP. And that is what I received late yesterday.
What is the county's position about a postponement in this matter?
Well, just, you know, for everybody's knowledge, we do have goalposts. We have time limits. Like we have, you know, a certain amount of time to do initial notice. We have 150 days total processing time. That can be extended up to 215 with allowance given by the applicant, but 215 days is the absolute drop dead date. We cannot extend beyond that by statute.
Okay. And we are 30 days outside of the original 150 days already. Is that correct? Approximately 30 days.
No, this came in. We're fine so far. It was originally okay. Set.
I'm sorry. That was unclear. We scheduled an initial hearing in November, but extended in order to get to January, and that was 30 days within the 150. That's 180 total.
Correct.
And yeah, that's still within the 215. So we're still okay on that, but not by much.
Well, we're fine, but we can go out to May 7th. That's day 215 by my calculation. And I suggest getting out there a ways because this is taking forever.
It really let's look at February dates. I have two land use hearings scheduled for February 3rd already. I have none that I see, unless I'm just not aware of one being scheduled for the 17th. And of course, there's the other hearings officer, but I've already started, but
the 17th would be workable for the applicant.
The 17th?
Yeah.
And the county's position on rescheduling for the 17th?
Give me just 1 second. I got to get in there. Darcy, are you in the hearings officer calendar?
I've got it.
Okay, I'm getting
February 17th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, it looks like February 17th is open at 9:30 a.m.
And that would be, that's with you, Carl.
Okay. Then
the next available date is not until March 3rd with you. And then we've got March 17th with you open. So we've got open dates. But I'd like to, you know, to keep it as close to now as we can, because this is taking a while. Yeah. And just out of fairness to everybody, we need to get this wrapped up.
I completely agree. It's unusual that we're doing two postponements in the same matter for essentially the same reason, retention of new counsel.
I realize that, and I appreciate the accommodation.
All right. The 17th at 9:30, if we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Great. I agreed to the postponement, resetting this hearing for 2/17/22 at 9:30 a.m. And I don't see a reason we would postpone this again. No. All right.
I agree. Just before we go off the record, Eileen Albridge, just a question. We would like to submit materials ahead of the next hearing. So can we aim for that to submit by February 3rd or February 10th? Do you have a preference on when you'd like to see those?
At least a week prior to the hearing is fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Unless you're talking about a banker's box worth of exhibits, no. Then I'm going to need a couple weeks.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking okay. about that. Yeah.
All right. Then any other questions from the county about this? Then I'll look to see you all again on February 17th. My apologies to members of the public. They were also surprised, as I was, that this hearing would be continued. And thank you for being prepared to appear at this hearing this afternoon. I hope that you're all able to make the rescheduled date for February 17th at 9:30 a.m. And as always, you may submit written comments to Mr. Glasgow in advance of that hearing, and I will certainly review and consider them. So thank you all. That concludes not the record of the hearing, but the record of this proceeding today. Thank you.
Thank you.